going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday, June 2nd, 2025.
Woo.
Halfway through, guys. Halfway through. It's
God, look
here
at that.
In 2 weeks, it'll be hump week, I guess. Hump week, hump, you know, it's like the Wednesday of the year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I see what you're saying now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm doing what people did to brunch.
Gosh.
Oh, I want breakfast, but it's 11:30. You know, what if we combine those two?
Well, I was like that yesterday. I'm like, it's too late for breakfast. It really is.
Did you sleep late?
Not well. Yeah, I got up at 10.
Oh,
I slept
at nice.
10:30 on Saturday, and I was like, what a weird thing to think the day before I had already went to work, and you know,
already came back.
Well, almost.
Done something productive.
Yeah.
You must be just exhausted.
wasn't exhausted. Well, I was kind of exhausted.
Oh my God.
So what do you feel like, you know, breakfast-wise? You're like, is it too late for breakfast? Or?
I don't know.
I can't eat when I get up first.
Oh, me neither.
I gotta have at least an hour.
You gotta wait on your wife to cook it?
No, I just like literally cannot...
I feel like you make
your... armless man.
I feel like you like cook your own stuff because she might not eat the same stuff you do.
Yeah, it depends, really. I don't like to cook.
She'll
at
teach
all.
Him a lesson and make something healthy.
It just takes too long. So I get something quick or go without.
Just envisioning in my weird mind, like, if that chair collapsed right now.
How close am I to the counter?
I mean, very. Like, if you collapsed, you would break your neck.
And well,
I couldn't imagine invalid fat boy.
I'm not too far off now. I'm close enough to the counter to where it would catch me, but it would hurt.
Yeah, it's like a bad back bump, like on the SmackDown table.
Oh, it's like when Spike Dudley took the one through the table.
God bless.
On Roar.
Can we get a GoFundMe for a sturdy chair?
Last time we tried to do that, it was...
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding.
It was hell.
No kidding.
Let's not do that.
It's like the pump Hamrick always used to take through the ropes, where he just, you know...
The who what?
Chris Hamrick. He'd suicide dive through
him
with his legs first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
It's like a reverse suicide
dive. Pick you up.
Which, you know, what's interesting is I took 2 years. I was thinking about this on one day over the weekend. I took 2 years of Spanish, and I did not learn until, well, I don't know how many. I want to say 5 years ago how to say suicide in Spanish.
How'd you learn?
Wrestling. Suicida. I know. I guess I understand they wouldn't teach that in school. Like, that's not one of the words that Mrs. Shirley would have taught me.
Oh, no.
But the fact that it took wrestling.
It's the ultimate teacher.
It is. I mean, that's how I learned what... Let's think of some others here. Come on. Is mystery Mysterio in Spanish?
Oh, you know what?
I bet it is.
It's got to be.
There's other words. Let's see.
Viva la raza?
Yeah, man. Yes. Viva la raza.
I didn't know Latins lied, cheat, and stole until Eddie Guerrero came around.
Well, many felt as though that was a stereotype that he was just doing for a T-shirt. And I was like, I think that was really him. Although he was a real good family man. They didn't really talk about that too much, but, he was.
I also learned if you try to bury somebody alive, they will come back.
Well, at least their hand will. They won't, their full body won't appear till the next Monday at 8 o'clock. I always thought that was the weirdest thing, too, about wrestling. Is like, let's say me and Fatboy had a fight, Paige. A literal fight on Monday.
Like a fist fight or an argument?
A fist fight. A fight.
Ooh, I love it.
Threw his head through the table. I back dropped him off the TV, whatever.
Back body.
And then...
Right by me or on your side?
But the show was over. We went home. And then for a whole week, 7 days...
Seven
I don't text him. He don't come to my house. I don't come. But then when we get back to work that next Monday, we start fighting again.
Immediately.
I just slung my headphones on.
Did I miss it, or do I have to come early for that?
Well.
We got to give you something for the next week.
Oh, Lord.
That's always the funniest thing to me. And then they'll get to, I get it. It's suspending the disbelief and all that stuff. It's like going into a movie theater and expecting, a real-life movie on there. But. They get to the building at like noon, because some of you marks, and I'm still a mark, but not waiting outside to meet them anymore. I used to be. That's how I met Vince and all of them. But then they're in the building together for 6-7 hours before the wrestling starts at 8 o'clock or whatever.
Got to wait for the scheduled resumption of the fight.
Well, yeah, I know, but. Why did they not start fighting again when they got there at noon? I mean, I know why. But it's like, they need to maybe like show like the bad guys stay on this side of the building. Because they go into the locker room so much now. It's like, I think about all the time, like, not all the time, let's face it, but some of these guys that hate each other's guts might be in there taking a piss beside each other. I mean, they're not going to, wait a minute, man, let me wash my hands before I start punching you in the face.
Right.
No.
Please don't do that.
I've been in one fight in a bathroom, and I didn't stop to wash my hands.
I don't think I've ever been punched in the face.
What's that? Who said that?
No, but you said that you were going to punch each other in the face.
Oh, yeah. You've never been punched in the face. Well, that's good. Let's celebrate that. Most women should not be.
I think I've been hit, but I've never been, punched.
Yeah.
You're a dirty fighter. You don't wash your hands before a fight.
Hey, right in the moment. Somebody's sitting there talking mess about you. You got to... Plus, you got to think, too, fighting... Women know this, but guys still don't get it. Fighting is not just... You're standing there punching each other. Like boxing.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to end up on the ground, likely. You're going to be in various headlocks, positions, moves. And every once in a while, you got to think, what would Kurt Angle do?
I mean, when I was in that girl fight, she slapped me. She never punched me. I mean, I've been slapped.
She was 8 years old, Paige. She didn't know how to punch yet.
Typical old girl move.
Girl fight.
Yeah. I didn't get the tulip rings, unfortunately. So
that was so many memories. That was a grateful thing. People from my high school would drive all the way to Greer. I don't know why. Sky City parking lot. And I remember seeing the girls that were fighting getting other tulip rings from other girls were going to make brass knuckles out of tulip rings. And I was like, boy, y'all are dirty.
Yeah,
y'all are real dirty.
We had one girl that always fought like she was trying to train for UFC or something. It was like always in a fight. And her brother was the same way. He used to hit cops.
Whoa.
We were in high school. Probably he was a big dude.
The home life must not have been
no.
good. Probably not. Chair.
They lived in public housing, so.
Less.
Probably most likely one.
I think it's called pubic housing. I think you've been saying it wrong.
Pubic housing.
Oh, yes. It's right there close enough to the good part of town, but it is not at the good part of town.
Oh, no.
This one was across from a freaking, I can't say the name of the store.
Oh, you can get an email.
It's across from the store where he would just go and just take beer. Like, he would just take it.
Good Lord.
Who's going to stop him?
I was standing in some store.
Was he a Goomba?
Uh-oh. And somebody said, "You ever see beer run?" I was like, "What?" And then he ran out the door.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
at least I haven't got anybody with
that one.
Only
in South Carolina. Only in South Carolina.
You're the first one I got with that one.
Wow.
This usually never works.
And I was just not paying. I mean, I wasn't going to go chase it. Give me back their beer.
Give me back their beer. Well, that's what Superman did.
Mel Gibson, too, in that one movie.
Give me back my beer.
And I was, see, at the time, I was tired because I was driving.
That's all you ever say, so it's been your whole life story.
No, it's gotten worse.
Tired and busy.
And busy. No, that's when I was driving back and forth to Charleston.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't chasing someone out. I was like, oh, buy beer. I was tired.
Bye. Bye-bye beer.
Bye beer. Okay.
You know, they used to be better about telling you on wrestling, like, here's what happened after we went off the air last week.
Yeah. And they do social media with that a lot too, but yeah, you got to be like into it so much. You got to sit there and watch. They got humpteen shows now. They got a Tubi show now. They run in pay-per-views like every 3 weeks. Like, they're just sitting there and just give me that money.
You got to have too much content, right?
Yeah.
It's like you used to watch ESPN for scores and highlights. Now they got all these other ancillary shows.
It burns. I mean, you just got to think, man. Like, it burns people out on the stuff. Like,
I should never know who Stephen A. Smith is. He should not be a name I know.
Well, I wish I didn't. Old Kobe. Every once in a while he'll say something nice. He's a ESPN commentator.
Yeah. But it's the same bit.
Buku's money. Yeah, it's the same bit. But it's kind of like what old Shannon Sharpe's done. He's kind of just like made himself kind of this presario of meanness about sports.
He's unhinged. Plus, you have all the sex stuff that comes out. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Give him layers at least.
And he wears like the tightest sweatpants ever. Like, come on, man. We get it.
He's jacked
like
up.
A horse. Like a horse. Fat boy's over here like a seahorse.
I got to show off my muscles.
He's hung like a seahorse, Paige.
Is that good? Do they have big ones?
I don't know. I can't. Maybe by proxy because they're so small by themselves.
Like this?
What do you mean? In circles? No,
well,
that's a pig.
Like a
that's a pig that has one like that.
Corkscrew.
They have a corkscrew thing or majig.
Sorry.
Did you have fun Friday night?
Did you?
It was a big crowd.
That was, you know what? I have self-esteem. I do. I think it keeps me grounded that when I go to events that I don't expect bukus of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's good you shouldn't. Yeah. If you expect it, you just like sit back just like casually floating, I think. So I get in the mindset of, God almighty, ain't nobody going to come tonight to see us.
Then here come the thousands.
I don't know. I think it just makes me work harder to promote. I don't know. It's just that we, and then like there was a bad cloud and, I mean, like real bad cloud.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, and I'm like, God, plus I don't want to drive over there and then it gets canceled and got to drive back home.
I would like people to learn our faces.
Get a hotel room in Spartanburg for the night.
There's some nice places.
Yeah, all that one hotel you could watch the game from.
Yeah, I know. Nice. What an amenity.
Learn our faces. You don't charge us to park, please. Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, now don't I've already got that taken care of.
Like, that was.
Fat boy got free parking. I had to pay.
I had to fire
very
off
nice.
It's all right.
A separate correspondent saying, hey, you know, this is just kind of, we're just having fun, right? Just make sure we're on the same page.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like somebody we were talking to in a group message was kind of getting upset.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which
yes.
I don't get, but you know, tones in those emails, you don't know.
People have told me that before. Like, hey, I don't know if you meant that. It sounded like a dickhead, that email. But and I was like, man, I totally didn't. I appreciate you pointing that out. But, yeah, somebody, and I was like, my God. All right, I'm just letting you know. But You can KMA.
I said, hey, is there a spot I can use?
The kids are saying now. KMA.
Now wow. I got to figure that one out.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. Knee?
Kiss my ass.
Oh, kiss.
Yeah. What do you
knee.
Think?
Knee my ass?
I knew the last two. I thought it was knee.
Well, it can also be kick my ass. Please, dom me.
I know what the kids are into.
Dirty
or,
dominator.
Or cling my...
Well, you spell clean with a K.
Yes.
Thank God. Faith.
God. CMA.
I'm in the Ku Klux Klan, okay?
I couldn't think of anything.
I actually do their uniforms. That's why they're so white.
That's a business idea.
You no, want it's not.
You want racist people to clean your house? It's the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Is that an apron or a hood? I can't tell.
To make you feel awful about yourself, but you have a clean house.
Well, yeah. They would sit there and, you know.
How did you get a house? You. How did you,
you
get a house?
Got a house.
Or the Ku Klux Klan. Let us in. I got a Swiffer, man. I've been dying to use. I got a Swiffer power mop.
God, I'm going to think. I'm thinking through it. I'm thinking through a different, different filter. I'm thinking of things, but then I'm popping it through a filter as well before I just blurt. And that's probably very good.
Is there a ring around the table? Just like you people to leave rings around tables?
You people being anyone they don't like.
A ring around the table?
Yeah. It's like the posies.
Drink ring or whatever you want to tell me.
I don't know what the posies were, but we were ringing around them. Pocket full of posies. Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies. What the? What does that even mean? What were we singing?
I think it had to do with like the
ashes,
plague,
ashes.
Didn't it?
Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies? I don't know.
Posers?
You are.
Here's your drugs you left
I'll
on your table.
I'll fall down, I'll fall down. I think it had to do with the plague.
Ring around the roses.
Here's your black and mild you left on the couch. I cleaned it for you.
You know, I'm
Ku Klux Klan.
The Ku Klux Klan. What are the KKC? I mean, you wouldn't go want to go full on with the alliteration?
You can't.
You can't.
It was
it's already
the
taken.
Plague of 1665.
Oh, yes.
Ring around the roses.
Oh, yes. Nothing like a bubonic. Bubonic plague.
Uh-huh.
Bubonic plague. Victorian time era. We all getting bumps at the same time. Yeah, itching until it bleeds.
God.
Pissing in the street.
Yeah.
That's what they were... That's what that generation of people taught us. Everyone before that figured out sanitation, and somehow, but then those people during the Victorian period, I believe, don't quote me, but they were all of a sudden like, you know what? We're just going to poop everywhere and pour it out windows and hang it out the side of the stagecoach while we're going down the road. Horses are doing it there as well, mules and others.
And the rats are going to eat it. The rats are going to get big.
The rats
and they're gonna bite
are going to eat it, and then they're going to bite your kids while they're playing out in the fields.
Goodness.
Yeah. But before that, like cavemen, I don't know, they went and took a dump in the creek or something. I don't know what they did. Cave women, they probably didn't let them leave the caves. And I'm sorry for that, Paige. I had nothing to do with it.
What? You can't. You have to go dump in here. Dump Wait, here.
Oh,
dump
I'm
here.
Not do it. I'm not going in caves.
Oh, he'd pull you by your hair.
If you sit down in caves, you may wash away.
You know what hair he's talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they didn't I don't do have any.
They'll pull you by the wool. Well, you did then.
You did,
you'd have
then.
To.
Because
if you trimmed
practice.
It,
everybody was like an SOS pad down there.
If you trimmed it back then, that was like a sign of disrespect.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, where hair go? Leave cave now.
Waxing away over here.
Yo, butter mustache gone. Leave cave.
You're doing your Iron Eyes Cody right now.
Iron ass from Texas.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
What is going on? All right, so a bunch. We got the mail sack today, theriseguys@aol.com, theriseguys@aol.com. And I'll give you a little bit of a taste here. One of these is mentioning something that if Fatboy didn't receive the email and then forward it to me as he does, many might think I sent the email myself because it brings up something that is pretty solid. Like, where did that go? Where did that go?
Oh, I like those. Like, hey, what happened to so-and-so?
What happened to that?
Does that know?
Oh, that's intriguing.
Oh, intriguing.
Hey, man, I've been out of town for 3 years. What happened?
I've been out to sea for 10.
It's always something. It usually comes with a head nod, too. Hey.
Hi.
Looking around side to side.
Hey, I legally died for 2 years.
Oh, God, what did the guy say at the Spartan Burgers game the other night? God, we were leading to that. Anyway, great, great, great freaking turnout.
Like, oh, great park, too, man.
Awesome. Fun. Yeah, beautiful park.
Roller girl, she was fun.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
God, what was the one thing the guy said? I have a shout out to do in the 7 o'clock hour. I'll remember it before then, but I actually emailed it to myself then. When I told the person I would do the shout out, because I usually tell people no, because I'll forget and then they'll get pissed. Yeah,
then you forget.
Or I'll stay in the brewery too long and then they'll be out there and get pissed.
That row.
Yeah, that happened. So,
I was going to get a cap, though. Would love to have a cap.
Well, they couldn't have.
The green one with the HC on it. That's nice.
That was good.
Yeah, float me one of those if you would.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
A lot of caps, a lot of merch store. Big merch, big.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to kind of exit through there. It's kind of a tactic. Dollywood started.
I love that.
Y'all come in and buy some.
Y'all buy some on the way out. Okay. You just gave me like $250.
Perfect.
So we'll get into the sack today. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, you wouldn't believe what a woman woke up finding someone doing in her house.
Oh, it's got to be taking a dump. That's an easy one.
Yeah? Well, you'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
She's like floating toward the bathroom like a Pepe Le Pew when he smells a hot one.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. He did float, didn't
he? Nailed it.
He was like Fred Flintstone.
I'm going home now. Fat boy knows all.
Freaking twinkle toes over there. All right. Good morning. Happy Monday.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Hey. Our headlines this morning brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with a story about a woman who woke up to something happening at her house. What was going down?
I'm going to stick with it.
Something weird. What was it again?
Somebody taking a dump. Oh. Like maybe the dump woke her up.
That's a good answer.
The woke dump.
Breaking out of her house. I'm going to go with breaking out of her house.
Oh. Interesting.
You know what, you joke, but that could be a real thing.
That thing in New Jersey that time. Remember all them women was living in that dude's basement. He was keeping them captive.
Oh, yeah. How'd they get out? I can't remember.
They escaped.
Is there like
they got out like Truman did. For you like climbed up through the front yard.
Well, if you've ever had a stalker, is a scary story. You've never had anybody stalk you, ever.
I don't think so.
Not like leave.
Bill collectors.
So it is. That this is a. I can't say the name. Crapital One.
Crapital One. Oh my God.
We'd like
it'd be
money.
Crapital Two.
Oh my God.
I would imagine.
Anyways.
That's what they should do, the way, like, you know, the people try to bust perverts. They get on there and act. They should, like, go there's after Anthony. People who owe money and, like, get sexy decoys online talking to them. Say, oh, won't you meet me at Dragon Den Friday night, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, baby. Well, pay my bills.
And then you get there, and then it's a sting.
She's like, oh, you like the way these bounce? How about when you bounce that check? And then she slaps the cops.
Hi, it's Tiger Trans. They removed their...
Oh, hang on now.
No, it used to be a place that you couldn't write bad checks on. It's not anything to do with sexuality.
I never wrote a bad check intentionally.
Oh, I like that.
I didn't. I floated.
That's what I did. Oh, yeah. Like it. My thing was the grocery store, knowing that I would get paid.
That's why the weekends were awesome. That the bank was closed before the internet.
But that was never my idea. That was the man that I was with. His idea. He's like, well, if you write a check, we can get groceries because I don't have any money. I was like, oh, damn. All right.
Talking about hard times, baby.
I'm trying to get some potted meat, mother.
Married life.
Spam.
Spam. Taquitos. All right. So someone, if you've never had a stalker, this woman woke up to something that was just very strange. A weirdo in California is facing charges after he broke into a woman's house, woke her up, because he was sucking on her toes.
I ain't surprised.
I mean, of all things to pick.
Like, he got distracted? Or I mean. Is that the reason why he broke in, I wonder?
No, he wanted her.
Did he, like...
on my toes.
That's so weird. Like, it's so weird. Fat boy, remember the time when we witnessed that happening at a...
This was... now, look... To give a little context, it was a party for coworkers, and this was like in the middle, toward the end of the day. Now, somebody had been walking on those feet in those sandals all around town all day.
All day long.
Yeah.
And the person that picked the foot up was like, oh my God, I got to suck on these toes.
In front of everyone.
I was just shocked by the two of them because I liked them both, and it made me want to vomit. I'll be honest with you. I did have a gag reflex going.
I was surprised at the combination. Like, okay, you two. Which I like. Okay. Like you said, I like you both.
I like you both.
But the one move where he took the big toe and separated it from the next toe.
Stop. I didn't look that long.
Separate the toe.
I didn't turn away.
And put the tongue. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, he did the. Yeah, he did the.
Yeah. Like the peace sign with the tongue, but with the toes. Stop. I don't know what that even means.
Show me.
It's like what foot fetish people do.
How did it come up? Did he get dared? Like, I don't even.
Alcohol? I don't know.
I want to say he just did it and she was cool with it.
Yeah, but in front of everyone, like,
it's inappropriate. Yeah. Let's just say it.
But yeah, I mean, it was. Well, I mean, it was just awkward. Like, I don't. You could be the hottest girl ever, but if you've been wearing them shoes all day long, well, I can't say that.
He could have done something for her. Well, I mean, what's to do for him? I don't know if he closed the deal later that night or not.
I don't know. It sounded like somebody eating ribs.
I don't want people touching my toes at all. Unless you're a professional.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot.
I'm a professional toe sucker. Hello.
No, I don't want your lips on my feet. Sorry.
Come here. Suck your toes.
I am Pete Toes. I am the Charlie Hustle of toe sucking.
Oh, this is good toe sucking music, okay, too, ain't it?
Pete Toes.
Uh-huh.
Sucking on my toes, yeah, like you wanted it. Wanted
that
it.
Happened this
We're
weekend.
At a company
hey,
event.
Would you be willing to fool around and start with sucking my toes?
Then you can zip Lord. My
I don't think
goob.
Nobody would ever, especially mine.
I think it was right. A dare now that I think about it, fat mm-hmm. boy.
Would you say
it had
that?
To have been.
Said, like, you won't do it right now.
I bet I will. Why don't you throw that foot up here and, mm-hmm. under my shoulder?
We're not the Dragon Den anymore.
God.
This is a German dragon, then.
Mmm.
Okay.
Whatever German animals are. This is
that would be a grand dragon.
Now you're going back to Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, Lord.
Welcome to Ku Klux Klan.
I'm glad the kids are out of school and not hearing any of this.
Is your house a mess? Probably, knowing you. But we'll come clean it.
Please open a business.
You know, your house is all dirty, and then all of a sudden, you hear a horse galloping.
They've got those industrial brooms are coming in.
The big white horse comes up on top of the mountain right above the dirty home.
Oh, my God.
We swear the only thing we'll burn in your yard is trash.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Hang on. This ain't cleaning music. I gotta get clean music.
What the hell? Oh, am I dreaming? Okay, so back to the story. This happened May 21st near Modesto, California, and
home of the A's,
Modesto.
Police shared the details on Facebook, and so this guy, 27-year-old Christian Angiano, he had allegedly been harassing this woman for months, and you know, more like stalking her. And he followed her home from work and even slept outside her place in his car.
God.
And so two weeks ago, she woke up around midnight to find him at the edge of her bed with her toes in his mouth.
God, I wonder how many times that's happened where...
She pushed him away and called the
it's
cops.
Like, have you not heard like a lot of women say like they've had either sex dreams where it was like some entity was standing at the foot of their bed, or some would say it was an alien encounter.
Yeah, like R-word fantasies. Not that one, but you know the other one.
But what if it's like, you know, just someone dressed up and you were taken advantage of? You didn't go to the law about a ghost or an alien because you're that's awful.
I saw shadows outside.
Give an excuse.
That
it's a
place
sex offender,
that I swore right? that was haunted. I saw shadows outside my window all the time, and there's nobody there. And then I was sleeping one night, and I had to wake up because I was having a nightmare, and I felt like someone who was holding me back down. It was really scary. I moved out of that place.
I think you were being accosted by someone dressed as a shadow.
It was weird.
Was it Shadow Stevens from TV's Hollywood Squares?
When I told my sister-in-law, she lived across the way, and I said, somebody is outside my window. And she says, I don't see anything. I said, I can clearly see a shadow, and I took a picture of
her. What if it was? You called her, and you heard
she
the
was
phone
messing with
ringing
me.
Outside your window.
I'm going to get my sister-in-law.
You don't let anybody talk.
No, I'm sorry.
You just keep talking.
I'm sorry.
You just keep going. Has someone gotten your ear recently? It's like, Paige.
No.
Keep talking. Yes.
I was.
The phone rings and it's outside your window. And actually, you're being stalked by your sister-in-law. That right there is a Hallmark movie waiting to happen.
Can I suck on your toes for a little bit? Feeding a little like somebody blew their nose like all over.
No, Bob. God. All right, thank you, Paige.
There are letters on the pinkies.
Do the voice for me.
Whatever the one I've been doing for the really past minute.
No, the one that I said
I... This is really faded.
I find myself doing. Hey, boy, what are you doing?
Oh, Lord.
I am I. These toes.
I am man.
All of these hammer toes. I got a hammer dong.
But your heels look like biscuits, don't they?
Biscuits.
Yeah.
They don't taste like
that's
biscuits, though.
Tastes like candy.
All right. Well, I'm patient. That's your best case.
Thank you, Paige. Hey, man. Hey, man.
You almost have to like flatline yourself to do it.
It's almost like vocal fry and falling asleep. That's, hey, man.
Hey, man.
My last words are, hey, man.
Put that on my tombstone, man.
Hey, man. And then bury me upside down. The world will kiss my ass, man.
Put my ashes in her chili.
All right. Oh, it's commercial time. We could have sold, guys.
Then it goes off. I mean, it just trails off.
No, no. It's like, it's like the end of an Alabama song. Roll on. Roll on.
So what are you trying to say?
I can't.
Barry, North Carolina.
Are you making sex noises or are you trying to talk?
It's like that one Michael Jackson song.
Snoring.
Let me tell you that Bush's baked beans recipe, man. Oh. I'm sleepy.
All right, man. Roll that beautiful band.
All right, what are you doing in sports for real?
Oh, my God.
We're talking about there's a big release over the weekend. Ooh. It took a lot of people by surprise.
I wonder, well, you said the word release, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And yeah. I think it's a work.
I was thinking that, too, because the person that broke this to me, I was, yeah.
Wow.
Like, I thought you were just in the death business, buddy.
Wow. Rico will alert you now if there's been celebrity firings.
Even if your career dies, he'll tell
you.
Wow. Rico, because I was thinking, assistant.
I was like, this is, Night of Champions, right? I was like, nah, that match already happened. That main event.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that some people, when we talk about, you say Rico told you that so-and-so died, do you think people think that's like some kind of off-brand smart speaker you have?
Hi, my dear Gomez died.
Hi, Rico. Who
Sean
died
Aspen today?
I told you in a minute.
Hey, Rudy was offside. Was that Rico? What's the weather today? Hi, my Aspen. It's going to be hot. I mean, damn, it's June. What are you saying?
I'm a roofer, so it's raining every day, if you ask me.
Oh, my God. All right.
We will talk.
You got packages at the door.
We'll talk about
South Carolina
sports, and we'll ask some more questions of Rico next. Good morning, everybody.
God. The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. My damn paper.
You don't care about this earth. You print out paper. You should learn the sports and just recite it when you come in.
Man, if I'm going off memory, I can say Ryan Blaney won the race last night. It was not an exciting finish, but I like him, so it's cool that he won.
You know, he is likable. I can't put my finger on it. He's likable. It's odd.
I run him through the Jug test. I asked Jug about these guys, and if he endorses them, he says Blaney's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Well, this day in sports history, 1935, this gentleman retired from baseball.
Not because he wanted to, though.
No.
The Iron Horse.
714 home runs over his 22-season career.
Oh, I'm wrong, then.
What are you doing?
I'm wrong.
Oh.
No, it's not the Iron Horse. It's freaking Babe.
George Herman. I saw that, you know, the other day there was a stat that he grounded out his last at-bat, and I forgot to who it was. But, you know, I had a faux poo yesterday when it came to a trivia question.
What, you just fallen asleep with a candy bar in your back pocket?
No, it was they said this, it was multiple
I
choice.
I took faux poos of Saturday morning alone, Paige. It's not funny. Lord. IBS is real.
See, it was multiple choices. This gentleman hit more home runs in the 50s. It was either Duke Snider, Mickey Mantle, or somebody else than anybody. I'm like, oh, that's Mickey Mantle.
It's Duke.
What's Duke?
Yeah, Duke of Flatbush.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that, but, you know.
Man, I was reading a thing the other day about Babe Ruth that was like, God, I remember that, then I forgot it. It was the fact that he wanted to be a manager. He could not get away from baseball and wanted to be a manager. And
you want to be a hot dog salesman.
The Dodgers hired him as a manager, and also the Braves at one point. Not the Atlanta Braves, obviously, but they made him more of like an attraction, like for people. But he wasn't like the manager. He was just like, you get to go to the game and see Babe Ruth sitting there. Like a pitching coach or a hitting coach or whatever. He did both.
It was like an emeritus, whatever.
Yeah. That's what you get to do, Otani.
Otani, he's hurt. Do you wonder how much Cooper Flagg – look, he's going to be the number one pick. But he's probably taking a pay cut going to the NBA.
Somebody like that, where they go to college, tells me they already have money.
Yeah.
Even if their family invested in you, sending you to all them D1 schools and all that academy stuff. I mean, not the academy sports, but like academies of
oh yeah,
them like sports schools.
Montverde, you know, or Spire.
Farragut, Lower Merion, the others.
Well, it makes you wonder how much he gets in AAU when they start getting money. Here's a reporter talking to Bob Costas about Cooper Flagg's nail money.
And how much money did Cooper Flagg make this year for 1 year at Duke?
I don't know, but it was a lot.
I know.
You know. What is it? In the millions?
$28 million.
$28 million?
He had a $13 million deal with Due Balance and then $15 million with Fanatics.
$15
million? Yeah! Wow. Nice. Bomb,
dude. Now, look,
oh, my God. I had a number in my head that was nowhere near. I thought it was going to be 10. And that was like at the end of the earth talk. Oh, my God.
We're talking about the length of the contracts, obviously. But then this makes you wonder about Arch Manning because he's got Panini and Red Bull. And they got money.
So he's got Fanatics also.
Okay, well, there's three I know of then.
No, no, no. You're right. You said Panini. You're right. You're absolutely right because he did their convention cards.
He's got to be making at least that much.
Wow.
Why would you not stay in college?
Well, what's the motivation to stay in college?
Just in case something happens.
I guess make more money.
$28 million isn't going to float you for the rest of your life? Are you kidding?
He's different because his guaranteed NBA contract obviously will be more than he'll get that second, you know, in third.
But even if, like, you think about somebody like who's somebody? Everybody I'm going to say is going to be like 15 years ago, but like somebody like Robert Edwards coming out of University of Georgia.
Yep.
I don't know how much his contract was with the Patriots, but had that career-ending injury year one, just ripped his leg apart. I think Fred Taylor had a similar situation as well.
Gosh.
You'll get an injury guarantee, but that's about it.
But, yeah, but the contracts were nowhere near that. Not even with inflation, they were nowhere near that. Like, mm-hmm. The first $1 million contract in baseball was 1984. Like, $1 million per year. And people were – it was ridiculous. You're getting a $1 million? And then Jordan did the $25 million a year contract.
Then A-Rod got 100.
I know. It was like – it just – the agents – it turned into a blank waving contest. I got my guy the most money ever. Meanwhile, you're bankrupting teams and screwing cities over.
Yeah, we out of here. Our Truth got released. Carlito says he's going to get released. They told him to.
Well, that's probably likely because he just won the WWC Puerto Rican Championship over the weekend.
Yeah,
which is where his daddy, his whole family ran.
He said he'll be back in another 13 years, jokingly.
Where they killed Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, wow. Ask him if he knows about Bruiser. His dad might know what happened.
But I think the R-Truth thing is absolutely a work. I think it's a work. Uh-oh.
Well, that's him saying, no, it ain't, son.
Yeah, it's real. You hiring? No. I think, I mean, you and me, my prognostication is that that'll be one of the last things that Cena does is he'll wrestle to get Truth his job back.
R-Truth that much into an angle though, more than they already have?
I mean, they did a whole line of merch. They did Ron Cena t-shirts because his name is Ron Killings. And the guy's up there, but he can still go like hard, like
he's gotta
very
be
well
approaching 50, right?
Gotta be, yeah. He used to wrestle White Horse Road, dude, when he was part of the I can't remember the other guy's name. When he was,
when he was K-Quick.
K-Quick, yeah, man. That was right there in that warehouse on the way to Easley with old Brody Ray Chase and Mickey Free.
He worked all APW back in the day, too. Whitney Rhodes, shout out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have moved.
Who you like, who you don't like. All right. proverbial shout out to Cruiser Lewis as well. Because I know he listens, and anytime I mention indie wrestling, I got to give him a shout out. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll get at your phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy. He actually texted me before I even got to work today and was telling me about...
So wake up.
Oh, okay, that's actually the better part right there. Actually, you know what? You just nailed that, actually. I had to... It's embarrassing.
Oh.
It's embarrassing. I asked Fatboy to do something for me. It's very embarrassing. Do you want me to say it next, Paige?
I want to hear the whole... Yes. Yes.
Yes, okay. She wants me to say it next, this embarrassing thing that I asked. It is embarrassing. At 49 years old, for me to ask another man to do that for me is very embarrassing. That's a good tease. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.